It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Explore Fairbanks. This is Casey Gillum, the Director of Communications at Explore Fairbanks, joined by my co-host, who's helping run the board today, Mr. Bill Wright.
Hello. I like running boards.
Do you?
It's better than serving on them, I think. But.
True. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us
or
who,
surfing.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us who you are at Explore Fairbanks.
Oh, yes. Well, I am the Director of Tourism and Meeting Sales at Explore Fairbanks, and it is so great to be able to do this show on a weekly basis to share with our viewers all that tourism does for us in our community and answer questions and talk to really cool people. And we have a really cool person with us today.
We do. We are joined by another of our illustrious directors at Explore Fairbanks, Charity Gadapi, who's our Director of Visitor Services and Partnership Development. Fun fact, she is our longest tenured employee. I think she might get into that a little bit when she introduces herself.
Well, yes. My name is Charity, and I've been with the company for 22 years. I came to Fairbanks to go to the university. I graduated, and a month later, I was hired by Fairbanks Convention and Visitors Bureau, now known as Explore Fairbanks. And so I never looked back, and that's 22 years as of June.
That story is pretty similar to mine, except I was born and raised here, but hired right after I graduated from college and have now been at Explore Fairbanks for 19 years myself.
Right. So listen up, college bound or college grads. We like to hire people as soon as we possibly can.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, Charity, tell us a little bit about the Visitor Services and Partnership Development. How does it fit in at Explore Fairbanks? What is it responsible for? What all do you oversee?
We're kind of a two-faced department, if you want to call it. The first part is we are prospecting businesses to become partners with Explore Fairbanks, and those businesses are the ones who offer the things to see and do around town. And then we're visiting with the visitors when they come through the front doors. We're answering phone calls, we're answering emails, trying to give the visitor as much information as possible about what there is to see and do around town.
Excellent. Like you mentioned, you really are that department, the Visitor Services Partnership Development Department, is really the kind of the public face of Explore Fairbanks when it comes to the visitors. You guys are the ones that are interacting with those visitors the most. Oftentimes, before they even make the decision to travel to Fairbanks, while they're planning their vacation to Fairbanks, while they're on the ground, and probably in some cases even after they go home when they have follow-up questions or maybe looking to come back. So tell us some of the things that your department does and shares with the visitor to make sure that they have a successful trip, that they are planning well, that they have all the information they need.
Out of our visitor services department, we're doing all the mailing for the visitor guides that we produce. So that's the year-round Fairbanks guide as well as the winter guide. We're answering the questions on email. We're answering the questions on phone. Some of those phone calls can be 45 minutes or better, just running through an entire itinerary of what there is to see and do. We're also in the visitor center, the physical visitor center. We're handing out brochures from all of our partners who produce a brochure. We're giving out Aurora viewing map and guide. We're handing out visitor guides from different communities across all of Alaska. We've got state maps. We're there to keep conversation as well, answer your questions face to face. So we're doing a little bit of everything.
And there's also something really cool that you hand out after people or while they're on the ground here and maybe they've seen or experienced something. What are those?
We have two different certificates that we hand out a lot of, and that is the Aurora Viewing Certificate as well as the Crossing the Arctic Circle Certificate. And we have had many of people go home and find out through social media that they could get one of these certificates, and they give us a call and say, can you send us one? And we are happy to mail one out to them.
Excellent. So you talked about operating the visitor center, which is located inside the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center, which coincidentally this month has been open for 15 years. I think I can speak for all three of us sitting here in the room today that we've all heard the stories of people who've said, I've never been in there. I'm a resident. What would the visitor center have for me? I'm not a visitor. So what are some things that the visitor center has, resources that you have there, that could be of use and of interest to a resident?
So if you've got friends or family coming to town and you want to, you know, get them some information before they come so they're a little more educated about, oh, I want to see this, I want to see that, we have got those visitor guides, both whether it be the summer year-round guide or the winter guide, we've got those in hand. We're also doing a lot of information gathering from when restaurants are open and closed or when businesses are changing. You know, this time of year, businesses are changing their hours, so we're doing a lot of phone calls for that. So we're kind of a first stop for information around that stuff. And then those seasonal businesses, we're doing open and close lists for a lot of that. We had one gentleman this week, he's a local, and he came in and he had his flat rate box all opened up, and he just put guides in and brochures, and then he zipped it shut, and he was going to the post office to send it off to his friend that was going to be visiting next year. So
that sounds like a solid plan from that dude. The other thing that I like to tell our local residents that we have in the visitor center is we have information from other destinations throughout the state. So if you're looking to take a driving trip or even a flying trip, you know, to Anchorage or Seward or Valdez, we have that information in our visitor center, so you don't have to send away for that guide or ask them to send it to you. You can come to us. We've got it right there handy for you. We come pick it up.
For sure. Always. And we're open 7 days a week. We only close for Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. So you can find us from at least 8 to 5 on every other day.
Yeah. We are, the Morristown Center is open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week right now. In the summer, we do extend those hours a little bit.
Also, I think in the Morris Thompson Center is a good use of one of our partners there is Alaska Public Lands. They have lots of maps, and if you're thinking of going, you know, on a kind of a backcountry trip, that's a great spot to go. And so, like you say, you might be a visitor to another location and not a visitor to Fairbanks, but there's a lot of information there for them to have.
Yeah, they also have a lot of information about the public use cabins in our area. So right. If you're looking, you know, for some information on those or looking to reserve those, they can help with that.
That's right.
So we talked a little bit about things that the visitor center has, but there's many more resources that Explore Fairbanks as a whole has that, while some people might think, oh, they're for the visitors, they are really of use to residents, and we build some things almost specifically for residents. So let's the three of us have a conversation about what some of those are.
For sure, with our website, we have all of our partners are listed there. So if you're looking for a specific business and you were to go to our website, explorefairbanks.com, use the search bar. See if they're listed there because they're going to give you a great amount of information. It also might have its social media handles for those businesses. So it's kind of quick access for finding stuff. Also, we have a great job posting board. All of our partners who have job sites, they're linked there, but you can also enter. If you have a job that's open, you can enter it there as well.
Yeah, the other nice thing is, I mean, you talked about if you knew a business that you were looking for, but if you don't know the specific business name, you can search by category too. Everything is really easily broken down into categories, whether it's dog mushing or Aurora viewing or even places to stay, things to do. Restaurants and dining. So it's really an easy way to find maybe things that are new to you as well. If you've been here for a while and maybe you don't know about some of the new places that have popped up. If you've got friends and family wanting to come and they want to go dog mushing, for instance, you can easily find those providers.
Mm-hmm. And we also have our Armed Services welcome page that has a lot of quick access to different like relocation information, those kinds of things. And so that's one of our newer pages that we've worked on. And for sure, that's a great asset.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe you're maybe you like the Northern Lights and you want to do some aurora viewing and you want to know, well, what's the forecast look like? We have an excellent tool for aurora forecasting as well.
Yeah, we have the Aurora Tracker, which gives you real time opportunities or chances to see the aurora borealis, taking into account weather conditions, light, and the aurora forecast. So that's a really great tool. It's also fun. We also have the Midnight Sun Tracker, which is maybe the lesser known of the two, but it shows you any day of the year what the amount of daylight is in the Fairbanks area. So if you want to, you know, maybe blow some minds of your friends and family that don't live here and have them log on to that and see that in the middle of June, it really doesn't get dark.
And then we've also got our events calendar that is constantly being populated, whether it be by community groups adding in their events or our staff or, you know, looking around, finding information and entering it there as well. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for figuring out what's here in town. And we'd love to have people keep adding to that all the time.
Yeah, it's really easy to submit your own event. So if you are hosting an event or helping plan an event, there's a really easy form on our website that you can go fill out. You can upload images, you can link to your event website, you can share information there, and then it'll get posted on our website. Fun fact, I did a little research into this before we came in here today, and the event section of our website over the course of this year has received 13% of our total website traffic, which is a large amount of traffic to be going to that specific section. So there's a lot of eyeballs that are going to that section of the website.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
That's terrific, and all the more reason why folks locally should use it, not only for those visitors, but you know, there are a few. I think there are a few listings of events around town, but they're not quite as comprehensive, and they're certainly not as easy to use in my experience. So our events page is really the gold standard of finding out what is going on right now in Fairbanks.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. I was even talking to one of our board members not too long ago, and he said, "Oh, I need to find something for my wife and I to do this weekend." And I said, "Hey, do you know where you could look?" You could look at the events calendar. We've got some great opportunities and things up there for you to check out and maybe pick one to go do.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of covers the visitor services portion of Charities Department, and we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we will talk more about the partnership side of the department and how it relates to Explore Fairbanks and the community and answer all sorts of fun questions.
Oh, we'll just have this one quick message from our sponsors and the lovely radio station that allows us to do this, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
Looking for an unforgettable adventure in the heart of Fairbanks? Well, look no further than Fountainhead Hotels, your gateway to comfort, flavor, and history. From stunning grounds and natural trails to impeccable service, Fountainhead Hotels is where your Fairbanks journey begins. From fine dining at Zach's Restaurant and Lounge to the splendor of the amazing Antique Auto Museum, clean, spacious rooms where you can relax. That's Fountainhead Hotels. Your Fairbanks adventure begins with us. Find them online at fountainheadhotels.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Explore Fairbanks. I am Casey Gillum, joined here in studio today with Bill Wright and Charity Gadapi.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
We are here talking about the Visitor Services and Partnership Development Department at Explore Fairbanks, learning a little bit about what they do, what sorts of resources they have, and all sorts of things about Charity and her department. So the first half of the show, we talked more about that visitor services side of things. And there's another half to this department, the partnership development side, which you touched on briefly earlier. But so just so people know, Explore Fairbanks is a partnership-based organization, which means local and statewide businesses sometimes pay a small yearly fee to be a partner. And with that, they get several benefits that come along with that basic membership. So can you share with us, Charity, what some of those or all of those benefits are that they get included with that basic yearly membership?
For sure. So the basic membership, you're getting a listing on the website. You're able to upload unlimited photos, YouTube video of your property, your business. then you're listed in the visitor's guide. And from there, you have a brochure display in the visitor center, and then we also take care of the brochure sites at the railroad and out at the airport, so people have a chance to buy into those locations if they wanted to. Beyond those benefits of them being able to share their info through the website, through the printed guides, and sharing, you know, to travelers around the globe, you become a member of a network of tourism businesses, not only here in Fairbanks, but really throughout the state. We're hosting networking luncheons. We're doing low-cost educational seminars, like our Interior Tourism Conference that we host in February. It's those topics that we cover in that conference are all kind of not hot button topics for tourism, but they're the things being talked about. So we make it low cost, $75. You come in for a day of education, networking with your peers. We find that people who are coming to those events, they're making connections with other businesses that maybe they hadn't even known existed, but they find that, oh, I'm a person who produces art that can go up in a bed and breakfast on display and possibly be for purchase there, a connection that they never put two and two together. And so we're helping make that connection and build that network for them, so they become part of the Explore Fairbanks family.
Yeah, another real world kind of example of that is there's a local author who has published a book, and he had come to some of our partner luncheons, and I believe he was at ITC too, which is the Interior Tourism Conference, and he made connections with several local retailers who have now purchased his book wholesale to sell in their gift shops. So without him coming to those events, he may never have made those connections.
Well, and that's not only is it a thing that we like to do, which is to buy local, you know, and to support local businesses, I think our partners want to do that too. So the more they know about your business, the more likely they're going to purchase from local, because it creates sort of an authenticity, and that's what happened in that instance with that author.
Yeah, well, that too, but also just the referrals to other businesses. I mean, if you are a bed and breakfast owner and you have guests that are coming into your property and they're asking, oh, where can I go dog mushing? Where can I go Northern Lights viewing? And if you have that information because you've made connections and made relationships with other people, you can do that. You can also always refer them to explorefairbanks.com and the visitor center, but it's always nice to have that personal recommendation too.
For sure. And then some partners, they're bouncing ideas off of any number of the staff within the organization, trying to figure out, well, how do I make an inroad here? Or how do I find out more information? What research is out there? And, you know, we have a lot of avenues that we can pull from to provide that kind of information. And so we really are a good one-stop shop for that, for someone who's kind of starting out finding the information. So
yeah, I always enjoy getting questions from our partners about, you know, how can I better my social media? Hey, can you take a look at this brochure and give me feedback on it? You know, I love providing that type of information and feedback and really helping our partners, you know, make the best of their opportunities.
For sure.
So you talked about being a partner. If we have swayed somebody who's listening to become a partner of Explore Fairbanks, how would one go about that?
Really, you just have to come to see us at the Morris Thompson Center. One of myself or Juanita, at least one of us, is there every day of the week through the weekends. And we will sit down and chat with you, just discuss what category you should be in, what your information is, and then get you started right on your in essence, your accounts get started within 2 hours, and then we build that relationship from there.
Excellent. I'm also going to put in a plug for our website, because there is a form on the website that somebody can fill out if you are interested in becoming a partner, to do at least the basic information, and then Charity or Juanita will reach out to you and follow up on that.
Exactly. Yep.
So we've talked about the business side of things, but, you know, maybe there's people out there in our community who maybe don't work for a tourism-based business, or maybe they're retired looking for something to do, or just want to learn a little bit more. What are some ways that an individual can get involved with Explore Fairbanks on a personal level beyond that relationship with their business?
Mm-hmm. So we have the Golden Heart Greeter program, and that is for anyone who loves to volunteer. So we have the chance to work with meetings and conventions that are coming to town. They may need, may need registration assistance, information tables, answering questions about what there is to do, see and do in Fairbanks. So a Golden Heart Greeter will fill that position. A couple hours in the morning somewhere, hand out name badges and packets, and then you're off for the day. We've started a program. We used to do the Charity Walk, and we've transitioned that into the Golden Heart Giving program, and that's our philanthropy work in raising money for local nonprofit organizations. Tourism businesses throughout the community are working with us to help raise money for their favorite nonprofit, and so we facilitate that for them. Like we spoke about already, the Interior Tourism Conference, it is not just for tourism businesses to attend. It is an open invitation for registration, so anyone can come in and join on that information. Also, be sure to be following us on social media. Explore Fairbanks Alaska on Facebook or Explore Fairbanks on Instagram, and be sure that you're tagging us in all your great photos of what you're out there seeing and doing.
Yes. I have a quick story from a Golden Heart Greeter that I had met them once or twice here in Fairbanks, but I actually ran into them in Frankfurt, Germany, of all places. And they had told me the story of how they met someone who was visiting, someone from Germany, or maybe it was France, I'm not sure, but they were visiting Fairbanks, and they met them as a Golden Heart Greeter. And then now they have this lifelong relationship with them, and they go and visit them overseas. So you may make some friends in that process that's going to enhance and expand your world just by being a volunteer for Explore Fairbanks.
That's a pretty cool story. I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah. Yeah. And there, part of being a Golden Heart Greeter, another option is to do a personal greet. And that's where guests who are planning on coming, they want to meet one-on-one with someone in town. And you sign up. And a lot of times a greeter will pick an incoming guest who is from the area that maybe they were born and raised. So they have an automatic connection. And then they share stories that way and then learn from each other after that.
Yeah. It's a really fun program. It's been in existence for, oh gosh, probably 15 years or more. I mean,
it was
pretty quick after I started working there at Explore Fairbanks that we started that program. And it's really been a cool thing to see grow and see all those or hear all those stories, I guess, and see those connections being made. So I feel like we've covered all the hard-hitting business questions, but I think we have maybe a few fun ones we could ask here. So knowing that you've spent a lot of time in our visitor center and a lot of time talking to our visitors, what are maybe a couple of the really off-the-wall out there questions you've been asked?
So there are many. The one that always is a head-scratcher to me is, where do I see polar bears? And they think it's like right around Fairbanks that they're going to see them.
Well, in the Fairbanks International Airport, you can.
There is, but they want to see them live coming off the sea ice and all of that glory.
That's a different answer.
That's a whole lot. And, you know, I can send them up to UAF and say, oh, yeah, you can find Nanooks all over up there. But that's not what they're looking for. So, yeah.
And what do we tell them when they ask about where to see polar bears?
Well, pre-COVID, it was easier to get them lined up with tour companies that were able to provide, and now it's a little less on the options for that. So we do find options. That's the one great thing I find about our staff is we don't say, oh, I don't know, or a no to any question that we get. We work out Google. If we have to Google it, we will Google it. But we find answers to every question so that people walk away fully knowledgeable about what they want to see and do.
So has anybody ever asked you where the switch for the Northern Lights is?
Not the switch. Never been asked the switch. That's a bit of a joke amongst the staff that we find. But the the guests who come in July and ask, when can I see the Northern Lights tonight? That's a bit of a hard one to say, well, you're not going to. You're going to be here in late August, because then we can really make, you know, some inroads there, but not in July.
Unfortunately, but, you know, with July comes 24 hours of sunlight and so many other opportunities. So hopefully we can give them something to do that might help make their trip successful, even if they can't see the Northern Lights.
And there are other locations around town showing videos about the aurora. So we always suggest go and take those in if you can't see it out in the wilderness.
Listeners, please know that we do everything we can in all of our marketing to educate folks about when they can and cannot see the aurora, because it's the number one question we get asked everywhere we go, and even here on the ground. So we do what we can, but sometimes that knowledge just doesn't penetrate to all the places where it possibly can, and that's all we can do is just keep trying.
Absolutely, and I know we all try our hardest and try our best, but you can only do so much. So we talked about the visitor center, and I would like to think that it's one of the most beautiful buildings in Fairbanks.
For sure.
So what are some reactions that you get from people who've been in our visitor center?
Once they find out how old it is, that it is 15 years old, people are shocked, because it is the design, the beauty of the design, it has held up wonderfully over the years, and people think that it was literally built just a couple years ago. So that's always lovely to see. And this year, as we had cruise passengers and independents coming in, the fact that it's free, that we don't charge an admission to come in, and that our exhibit hall, world-class display, they are just stunned by the amount of information that has been packed into that area. And then along with that, we're showing films. Public Lands Information Center, they're showing films all throughout the day for free. And so a lot of free resources that people just aren't used to having when they're going on travel. And so we love that feature.
Excellent. So we've talked about the visitor center. Tell our listeners where the visitor center is if they are unfamiliar with that.
We are downtown at 101 Dunkel Street. So if you know where the Wendell Street Bridge is, we are just kind of in the curve of that river right there in the building along the river. So come and see us.
I also want to point out that for some of those events that happen downtown, like Golden Days and the Midnight Sun Festival, it's a really easy spot to park at, with easy access along the Riverwalk to get downtown for those events. So I always encourage people I know to park there, because it is a large parking lot and usually has space available in it for those events.
For sure. Easy access. And those this summer during the big events, Midnight Sun Festival and Golden Days, those were our highest traffic in the building days, nearly 1,000 people on those days.
Yeah, it's excellent to see that those people are coming into the building too, and not just making use of the parking lot, but,
exactly,
you know, it's always an easy place to park and get out downtown. So
for sure.
And the grounds around the visitor center, it's right there at Griffin Park. And so there's a lot of great spaces where you can stretch out, have a picnic, come and make snow angels, whatever you wish.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Charity, I really want to thank you so much for being here today. I know we kind of dropped this on you a little bit last minute today, but we are so excited to have you here and have you sharing about your awesome department. I can speak for myself. I think I can kind of talk for Bill, too, is that we couldn't do what we do in our departments without your department, because you, like I mentioned earlier, you really are the facing, you know, with guests and with visitors, and we couldn't do it without you, for sure.
For sure. We love what we do, and we know it's a full circle. Every department is helping to get guests through the door, and so we love being able to chat with the folks as they do come through the door.
Yeah, I love going downstairs into our visitor center in the Morris Thompson Center and seeing our team down there interacting with guests and just being so happy about it. It always puts a smile on my face to just see them interacting and answering questions.
I'm sure they would love, even have a bigger smile on their face if some locals would come by and say hello as well. So we encourage you, listeners, to come on and see what you're missing if you've not been there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I guess we're about ready to wrap it up. Do we have any more fun questions that have been asked before? Charity, some strange ones or...
The only other one that comes to top of mind is... people hear that we're close to North Pole, and they think it's actually the magnetic North Pole. And so, yet again, I have to dash dreams. But I send them off to the happiest place. Well, yeah, not Disney World, right, but the place where Christmas lives year round, and they're delighted. So,
and that's Santa. Oh, boy. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Charity. It's time to say goodbye, and we'll see you all again next week.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.